Ellery was the oldest at 36. The second brother, Cain, a coincidence if there ever was one, considering Maury's mother's maiden name, even if hers was spelled with a K, was 34, a veteran of the Second Gulf War, and he was missing an arm from being in the front lines in combat. He was confronting a drinking problem and undergoing therapy, which his brothers were trying to address. The youngest brother at 31 was Dalton. He was a former border agent with the Department of Immigration, and his nickname was, for some odd reason, Tank. He'd been confronted by a gang of narco smugglers on the Arizona border, all alone. He was shot to pieces and hospitalized for weeks, during which most of the physicians had given him up for dead because of the extent of his injuries. He confounded them all by living. Nevertheless, he quit the job and came home to the family ranch in Wyoming. He never spoke of the experience. But once, Maury had seen him react to the backfire of an old ranch truck by diving to the ground. She'd laughed, but old Darby Haynes had silenced her and told her about Dalton's past as a border agent. She'd never laughed at his odd behaviors again. She supposed that both he and Cain had mental and emotional scars, as well as physical ones, from their past experiences. She'd never been shot at, or had anything happen to her. She'd been as sheltered as a hothouse orchid, both by her parents and her brother. This was her first taste of real life. She wasn't certain yet if she was going to like it. She'd lived on her father's enormous ranch all her life. She could ride anything. Her father had taught her himself. But she wasn't accustomed to the back-breaking work the daily ranch chores required, because she hadn't been permitted to do them at home, and she'd been slow her first couple of days. Darby Haynes had taken her in hand and shown her how to manage the big bales of hay that the brothers still packed into the barn, refusing the more modern rolled bales as being inefficient and wasteful, so that she didn't hurt herself when she lifted them. He'd taught her how to shoe horses, even though the ranch had a farrier, and how to doctor sick calves. In less than 2 weeks, she'd learned things that nothing in her college education had addressed.
"You've never done this work before,"
Darby accused, but he was smiling. She grimaced.
"No, but I needed a job badly,"
she said, and it was almost the truth.
"You've been great, Mr. Haynes. I owe you a lot for not giving me away, for teaching me what I needed to know here."
And what a good thing it was, she thought privately, that her father didn't know. He'd have skinned Haynes alive for letting his sheltered little girl shoe a horse. He waved a hand dismissively.
"Not a problem. You make sure you wear those gloves,"
he added, nodding toward her back pocket.
"You have beautiful hands, like my wife used to,"
he added with a faraway look in his eyes and a faint smile.
"She played the piano in a restaurant when I met her. We went on 2 dates and got married. Never had kids. She passed 2 years ago from cancer."
He stopped for a minute and took a long breath.
"Still miss her,"
he added stiffly.
"I'm sorry,"
she said.
"I'll see her again," he replied. "Won't be too many years either. It's part of the cycle, you see, life and death. We all go through it. Nobody escapes."
That was true. How odd to be in a philosophical discussion on a ranch. He lifted an eyebrow.
"You think ranch hands are high school dropouts, don't you?"
he mused.
"I have a degree from MIT. I was their most promising student in theoretical physics, but my wife had a lung condition and they wanted her to come west to a drier climate. Her dad had a ranch."
He stopped, chuckling.
"Sorry, I tend to run on. Anyway, I worked on the ranch and preferred it to a lab. After she died, I came here to work. So here I am. But I'm not the only degreed geek around here. We have 3 part-timers who are going to college on scholarships the Kirk brothers set up for them."
"What a nice bunch of guys,"
she exclaimed.
"They really are. All of them seem tough as nails, and they mostly are, but they'll help anyone in need."
He shifted.
"Paid my wife's hospital bill after the insurance lapsed. A small fortune, and they didn't even blink."
Her throat got tight. What a generous